You're listening to Wondering Jews with Josh and Roy, the bonus edition. I'm Roy.
And I'm Josh. This is the podcast where two Jewish dads get baked and have a good time. On this bonus edition, we are going to do our 613 of the week.
For our last episode, we pulled that section so we could spend some more time talking about the awesome holiday of Purim. But we thought, hey, we don't want to not give people a 613. They love this stuff.
Yeah, we have to get through all 613. So, I mean, the more we eventually churn these out, man.
But before we break the child protective seal on this baggie of an episode, we want to thank our token supporters, and we want to thank our Bubby Kush supporters over there on Patreon. We have so much fun making this show, and token supporters make it all possible. So we just wanted to say thank you. Become a token supporter today, and we will give you access to download my Cannabis Passover Seder Haggadah, the original one and only Cannabis Passover Seder Haggadah, so that you too can host a Cannabis Passover Seder. Look for more information on our Patreon page. We'll put a link to it in the show notes.
Tonight we've been smoking
Lime Nectar from Mother Magnolia Medicinals.
And I'm in the Falcon right now. How are you?
I'm riding on the back of this eagle still, feeling great.
Good. So let's get into the 613 of the week.
Hear me! Oh, hear me! All pay heed! The Lord Jehovah, has given unto you these 15... Ten commandments for all to obey.
Now it's time for the 613 of the week, where we pick one of the 613 commandments at random with our random number generator, learn about it, and discover something new. Let's see what the random number generator gives us today. We have landed on 499.
Ooh.
I like that.
Yeah.
Just sneaking in.
Sneaking, I like it. I like it.
And this is Deuteronomy 17:17. The text is, neither shall he multiply wives to himself that his heart turn not away, neither shall he greatly multiply to himself silver and gold. And according to Maimonides' list, the commandment...
Commandment 499.
Commandment 499 is, the king must not have too many wives.
I'm already doing this commandment. I already believe in this and would absolutely speak up if I think that the king had too many wives.
How many is too many wives, first of all? Because our current king has had multiple wives.
That's correct.
Maybe our commander-in-chief is breaking this one.
Yeah, I'm sure this is high up on the list of impeachable offenses this person has already committed.
If you were a king, what would too many wives be to you?
I mean, as a human being, what is too many wives? One could argue that two is too many. Some could argue that one is too many. What I'm saying is, if you are the king, but you are also just a man,
yeah,
who has to deal with multiple wives. So is there a number at which the wives have to deal with each other more than you?
I think with three, because then there's two of them together at all times. And so they're conspiring against you.
Right, while the third one is with you.
Right.
Would you want to have three wives? Don't worry.
No, I don't think I want to.
10? Would you have 10 wives?
No.
Doesn't that sound awful?
Yeah.
But I do appreciate that this commandment lays it out for the kings. They should not have too much in the way of wives.
Yeah, well, I think it's sort of about excess, really. It's about telling the people in charge, you know, you can't flaunt it.
You can't abuse your power, basically.
Right. The top 1% can't have 90% of the wives.
Exactly. That's right.
That seems crazy.
That's right. The bottom 80%.
Do you think that there was a negotiation with the kings about the word too many instead of a specific number? Like, some people wanted to go with, like, four is the number, and let's just say too many.
For a Torah that also is as specific as describing, like, how many cubits by how many cubits something has to be.
Right.
To then sort of vaguely phone this one in as, like, you can't have too many of that.
Right.
You can't have too much gold and silver.
Right.
You could just say, like, 100 cubits of, like you do with other prescriptive things.
Yeah.
If this gets caught and gets a hold of by people in charge who are not our king, well, they think we are, like, insulting them. So maybe if we just say too many, then it's open to interpretation.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like a built-in loophole.
Is it the first loophole?
Not the first.
Oh, really? Because it's $4.99.
I think most of these have loopholes somewhere.
Well, this was a good one, $4.99.
Yeah, appreciate it. Deuteronomy 17:17.
Thanks for listening to this bonus episode of Wondering Jews.
Thanks for wondering.